100.7 The Tiger. It's James Gilmore's Made in Tiger Country with yours truly, Abby Lee. And my guest this week is Taylor Nada, episode 4. So you're working on some new music.
Oh, yeah.
Give us the 411, the hot gossip. I want to know it all.
Well, so this last record, you know, which is the first record, and it's coming out March 26th. Everybody mark your calendars. March 26th. The whole thing's dropping come hell or high water, whether I'm fully happy with it or not. You know, it's one of those things where you just like, you spend so much time working on it, nitpicking every detail of it. And you're like, man, if I overanalyze this to death, I'm never really going to be happy. It's never going to be perfect to me because I'm my own worst critic and I keep pushing the release date out. I've just decided March 26th is coming out. But this first record is such a big record. You know, there's so many layers. Like you listen to a song like Brand New and I would have to have an 11-piece band to play that. If I went out on the road and wanted to play it exactly like the record, I got two choices. I either played pre-recorded tracks, which I'm not doing because I think that's phony and it's karaoke. A lot of live bands are doing that, and like, no offense to them, but I'm not doing that. I'm not playing to tracks. I'm not doing it. I like real live music made in real time, real people vibing together on stage. You know, so like you said, either only two choices, either play with tracks or I go get me a humongous band, which I would love. And if I could afford it, I'd have a freaking 15-piece band. Why wouldn't I? If I could afford to pay everybody, I would absolutely freaking do that. But as of right now, you know, I'm thinking, man, it'd be cool to go in and do my next album, make it something a little simpler, a little more stripped down to where it sounds like what you'd hear if you came out and saw me with a 5-piece band, you know, 5-6-piece band. And that's pretty much the vibe I'm going for. This first record's big and it's a sampler platter. It's kind of like, it's got all sorts of different, some of the songs are super bluesy, some are soul, some are pretty country. And, you know, it's kind of all across the board. But this next record is really, really, really rootsy. Really rootsy, kind of Americana record. It's got, everything's got a little country twist to it, but it's pretty bluesy Americana stuff.
Oh, I love it.
And raw, like 5-piece band sound. Like the first record, honestly, there's only like 3 songs where I played a guitar solo at all. It's not very guitar driven. I tried to make that be a record where all the songs just kind of spoke for themselves and I let other instruments shine. Like there's a handful of songs that have saxophone solos and different things and a lot of keys. And but this upcoming record, the next one, the follow-up album, is going to be very guitar driven, pretty in your face, a lot of guitar solos, you know. Not gratuitous amount of guitar solos, mind you, but enough, you know, almost more akin to like a Stevie Ray Vaughan record.
Oh, yes. Sort of, you know. Yes.
Yeah, that kind of vibe.
And you're having an album release party?
Mm-hmm. Yep. March 26th, the same night that the album drops. My band's playing at this big, awesome venue called Southern Rhythm up in Watson. It used to be called Good Old Boys, for those of you who remember. It's been bought out by a new owner, completely remodeled. It looks awesome in there. Really nice. Great big humongous dance floor, high ceilings, beautiful lights, nice stage, killer sound system. I went and saw Kendall Schaefer there a while back and he sounded awesome. I mean, he always sounds awesome, but in that room particularly, he sounded great. And it's good to see him on a nice stage, you know. So I'm hoping a whole bunch of people come out and have a good time with us. I'm going to be giving away some free merch.
Yeah.
And probably some free hard copies of the album, too, for the first few people who show up.
We love free stuff.
Heck yeah. It's going to be a good night.
Well, all of that is super exciting. Would love to hear you play another song.
Which one you want to hear?
Whatever you want to play. It could be new. It could be old. It could be...
Let's play another one that's going to be on the record. It's not out anywhere yet. It's not on iTunes or Spotify.
Exclusive listen right here on Made in Tiger Country.
That's right, but it'll be on the album that's coming out on March 26th.
Yes.
This one's called Medusa. This is a song about when you meet somebody and you know they're trouble, but you kind of want to mess around with them anyway.
Oh,
you know?
We've all been there.
Yeah, all the red flags are there and you just kind of ignore them.
My favorite color's red.
That's right. There you go. I love
Run
red.
Straight towards it.
Hey, I'm wearing a red shirt and red chucks right now, so
there you go.
I know exactly what you mean. All right, here goes. Called Medusa. There was smoke in the air. The TV was on. Was a quarter past 12 and I was almost gone. When she walked in the room, I won't tell you no lie. one look in her eyes had me mesmerized. Ooh, Medusa, want you to take me home. You got me under your spell. I can't leave you alone. Ooh, Medusa, I've waited all night long for you to take me home and turn me into stone. You're dangerous, I can tell. I shouldn't give you my trust, but hey, what the hell. The way you shake your hair has got me mesmerized. Don't see a snake anywhere, hiding in plain sight. Ooh, Medusa, want you to take me home. You got me under your spell, I can't leave you alone. Ooh, Medusa, waited all night long for you to take me home and turn me into stone. Let's get Medusa.
I love it. Oh my god. Yes. And that's going to be on the new record, right?
Yeah, along with 10 other songs. Yeah. Oh, 12 songs in total. 12 tracks.
I can't wait. I am so excited. Real quick, where can people find you on social media and keep up with you and all that fun stuff?
So everything's Taylor Nauta Music. I got a website, taylornautamusic.com. That's T-A-Y-L-O-R-N-A-U-T-A music.com. Instagram is at Taylor Nauta Music. You can find me on there. And Facebook page, Taylor Nauta Music. Everything. So
I love
go
it.
Check it out.
Okay, so don't forget that new album is dropping on March 26th. You're having an album release party. Tell people one more time where that's going to be at.
It's going to be at Southern Rhythm. Southern Rhythm in Watson.
So come on out. Brittany and I are definitely going to be there. We may have to do some kind of like special Made in Tiger Country something or other out there.
Heck
I don't
yeah.
know. We'll come up with something. But I'm very excited. And thank you for being my fourth guest this week.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hell yes. We love having you in studio. And best of luck to you, Taylor.
I'm going to need it.
I'm so excited for this record. You have no idea. make sure you're sticking around next Sunday and every Sunday to James Gilmore's Made in Tiger Country with yours truly from 6 to 7. Taylor, I can't wait to see your name in lights one day.
Man, I hope it happens.
That is the dream, right?
That's right.
100.7 The Tiger.